construction surveillance services, you know, it's been around a while. Initially, it was all with the Department of State facilities, the embassies that are being built overseas. But now that's also this type of construction surveillance. We are performing these services at the domestic facilities and other government facilities, intelligence community, anybody who is building anything sensitive, which is going to hold either classified materials or you're going to have classified conversations, you have to make sure that building is built in a secure manner.
And it's almost building, we always talk about building cybersecurity into, this is the ultimate in building cybersecurity into, it's from the building sense.
That's correct, because you do not know for sure the background of the people who are building on a day-to-day basis. You got on a construction site 2,000, 3,000 people of all different background, and initially, the threat used to be overseas where the foreign nationals are building these things. So we had to provide the surveillance. We have to make sure that, you know, when the building is being built, nothing is being put in there which shouldn't be there.
So do you start right at that place, at the construction part, or do you build technologies in so you know that they're safe on an ongoing basis? How do you actually go about doing this?
No, we go about making sure that nothing goes in that facility which shouldn't be there. In other words, you know, the architects and the engineers, they designed it. There are a certain amount of rebars, reinforcements should be there. This light fixture should be there, and this type of a duct work should be there. And there should be this amount of cable for this services. And our people who are technically qualified in different disciplines, you know, in a construction, you got architectural element, you got mechanical element, you got electrical elements, and we have people specialized in different areas who make sure that when the facility is being built, instead of five wires, we don't have seven or eight. Instead of, so many number of conduits that should be there, we don't have any extra conduits that somebody, the bad guys, can take advantage of down the line.
And is this something that has the technology has to evolved a lot over the years that enables you to track this stuff?
It has. You know, this is from project to project, and depending on the complexity of the project, of course, you've got to have special expertise. You know, on a simple building, it may be just a matter of making sure that when the concrete is being cast and nothing is placed in the concrete. In a more complex building, as the buildings are becoming more and more complex and the technology is becoming a lot more involved, and so we have a lot more to look out for.
And post 9/11, is this more of an issue? Is this something that's more on agencies' radars than it was it seems like in a post 9/11 world, this is something that people would really care about much more?
I think post 9/11, it's become more of an issue on the domestic front, because I think in the past, when I was in the State Department, the focus was all overseas, you know, but post 9/11, people tend to realize that it's not just overseas. How much do we know about all the construction workers that are at a site, on a domestic site?
Yeah.
You know, on a given site, we have 3,000 people, and on one of our sites, we have people from 50 different nationalities.
Yeah. I mean, half the time, I just did a major construction project on my house, and half the time I'd show up, it's like all these faces that I didn't know, and all of a sudden, if that's a national security building, that can have real implications.
Yeah, and talking about development, you know, and this thing is becoming more and more technical, because I know when I first started and dealing with the construction surveillance, and how the construction surveillance technicians, also known as CSD in the industry, is how they take notes that can be useful down the line. They used to take notes in a spiral notebook with pen and pencil, and there will be, at the end of a project, there will be boxes and boxes of those things because they're taking notes of things that they're watching, and if there's an anomaly, they take notes, and these things are taken on a daily basis, you know. But those things used to be boxed up and archived.
Yeah.
And you know, you can imagine for a 3-year project how many boxes we needed to archive. And then if anybody needed any information out of that thing, that's a monumental task, if not impossible. And so that was not very useful. So what we have developed now, what we call, we have given it a commercial name called SiteBoss, which is a PDA based and a laptop based, and where the construction surveillance technicians, they can watch what they're watching, and they can note their observations instead of writing it on a spiral notebook. They note it on a PDA, which gets either utilize the Wi-Fi or just on a sync kit to laptop at the end of their shift. And so right away, you got all that information. You know, you got, depending on the size of the project, whether it's a 50 CSDs or 200 CSDs, watching the construction workers and noting their observations. And you got all of that in a database format.
Wow.
Which down the line, if anybody wants to know that what happened on such and such day on such and such floor, and you know what happened, all they have to do is just look in the computer database, and everything is available.
And so all of a sudden, you can go back. There's a record of what happened, when, who was responsible. Almost transparency and accountability in a way that you just couldn't do with paper documents because you couldn't sort through them all.
Precisely,
yeah.
Precisely, and this is something which is, not going to take much of a volume at all. You know, on one DVD, you're going to have the entire information for 2 years of construction activities.